over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends, all over the world. Welcome to the next broadcast. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 30 August 2022. One more day left of basically summer, folks. Then we get into September, we start seeing things change. But I love September, not because it's my birthday or Marcia's birthday month, but because I love the weather in September. Cool at night and prairie during the day as the air clears up. I love September. But anyway, before we get to our guest tonight, we're going to bring up James McCann in a few minutes. We're going to discuss a lot of things tonight, but especially we're going to talk a little bit about his water filter specials, folks. We're going to find out why his filters are really better than anything out there and give you all details on that, too, plus a lot of news to cover. But don't forget, please, that we are still offering, of course, the filters on special through the end of September. I mean, that's just, it's going to be there, you know, at the end of September for sure. And all the other products we offer here, too, at the ministry is, you know, the Strauss products, the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. And we have some REM sleep left. If you haven't tried REM sleep, if you have trouble sleeping, REM sleep is your answer. It is not a drug. It doesn't make you sleep. It relaxes you so you can sleep with natural substances. So it's available here, and it's on sale, folks, while they last. $12.50 a bottle. That's less than half the price normally. $12.50 including shipping. So if you want it, you better call and get it. We're down, I think, about 30, 40 bottles left. Once it's gone, I can't get any more. It's going forever. So if you want the REM sleep, order it right away by calling 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Just call Lisa tomorrow and tell you want it. Use credit card, debit card. Tell our tours on special for $12.50 a bottle. And just mention that to her and let her know that what the special is. And then if you want to write to, you can also do that. Because if you call and get our address from Lisa, you can write to us and order it by check and whatever you want to do. But we want to help you any way we can, folks, with everything we have here available. And then we do try to handle products that I believe in. And I do believe in them. I wouldn't advertise them. If I did not use them personally, I would not advertise them. I use them personally. I take the Strauss heart drops, kidney drops, bladder drops every day. I do, every day. You say, well, it helped you? Well, put it this way. They told me I had a heart attack about a year and a half ago. And I just started taking the heart drops to know that everything is cleaned out inside me. It's going to make my vessels open and clear, so that's going to really give me a good chance of having problems again, hope in the future. So, nonetheless, welcome to the next program, like I said. We're going to bring up our guest now, Jane McCanny. We got a lot to talk about, folks, tonight. I do want him to tell you about his water filters. That's important. It is, because you need water. You can go without food for several days. Water, not so much, and especially when you have to have enough just to survive. I mean, not... Hey, you may come to tell me you really can't take a bath when you want to or do other things you used to do every day. But for drinking water, you got to have that. There's no way around it. You got to have it. And James, are you there?
Pastor Butch, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. We still got a little bit of a delay there, so if I ask something, maybe it'll slow getting to you, but nonetheless, good to have you, James. It really and truly is. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us. I know you're a busy gentleman, and do you want to start off talking about the water filters first, or do you want to discuss some other topics first?
Well, let me, I was just looking at the news, and there's a city in Mississippi, I believe it is, Jackson, Mississippi,
yes, Jackson,
where
yes,
180,000 yes. people are without water, and I was just shocked. I mean, they're trying to catch rainwater to flush their toilets, and I don't know exactly what the problem is, but it just seems like water is becoming an issue everywhere. And, you know, it's a serious problem when people don't have water, especially, or if they have water, that it's not clean water. But I was just shocked at this story that there's, you know, somehow they've not been able to fix.
Well, obviously, you can't do without water. I mean, there's just no way around it. That's something everybody's got to have. And there's no point in you know even discussing that fact. You just can't do it without water. And if you're like most people, you can't afford to buy water over the shelf every day by the gallon. It's too expensive. So the best thing to do is try to find a way to filter your own water, whatever you can get off the roof or out of a well or out of a creek, something that you can live on anyway. So won't you tell folks about that?
Well, you know, the one thing that I recommend is always having, mostly everybody has rainwater, but mostly, most people don't have a way to catch it and store it. In fact, there's some places where it's actually illegal, if you can believe that.
That's right. It is.
Where they pass laws. But, you know, there's... or just when the water's running, have a storage system where you have some big containers of water, and I'm talking 55-gallon drums or something, where you have a certain amount of water, and then if you store water, you should be filtering it also. So it's, you know, if it accumulates bacteria or whatever, at least it's clean for in the kitchen, minimally in the kitchen.
Well, you know, for years and years, I sold one of the best water filters available. When they were available, we had them. Used to do a lot of scratch and ding Berkey water filters, and the people loved them. As a matter of fact, I had one myself. I still have one. I still use it. You know, now I have your filters to replace the filters with when I have to. But they were good filters, and they were. But I come to look at your filters and find out that your filters will do more than they did, even with both the black and white filters for the Berkey. Yours does more than theirs does combined, and I thought that was quite impressive.
Yeah, I actually, a long time ago, sold Berkeys myself, and I moved on. Then I had a different product line, and now I have a completely brand new modern product line. And the it's a two-stage filter. The first part is a ultra fiber, which is the most modern technology for a physical filter. And then the second stage is a medium, which removes all the chemicals from the water. And today, you know, let's go back to the year 2000. And the water in the country was nowhere near as bad as it is today. It had its problems, and big cities had its problems. And they were putting a lot of chlorine and fluoride into water. But nothing like it is today, where you have serious chemicals in the water. And, you know, a lot of runoff from agriculture, nitrates, glyphosate. Today, there's really a serious problem in all of the water in the whole country. We even have pollution coming in from Fukushima. Remember Fukushima?
Oh, yes.
The nuclear power plant that melted down in Japan?
Well, Jay, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question about that very quickly. Is Fukushima still dumping radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean?
Yes. Yeah. Every day they have to pour water on it to cool it, and that just goes right into the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
That's just nuclear reactor that had a problem. And it's a horrific accident. It could have been prevented. It could have been contained right away. But the Japanese didn't let anybody in there. And I think it was Obama was president. Didn't let our people get over there to deal with it in time. And it just became a big mess.
Wow. That's amazing. So it's still polluting the Pacific Ocean, which means it's polluting the animals, I mean, the fish and everything else in the ocean too, right? Are you still there? I think we lost him. Folks, we're having a bit of trouble here, obviously, with the phone systems. I'm sorry about that, but that's just... we're going to try him back in and see what happens. Sorry about that. These technology is wonderful when it works. When it's not, it's a pain in the rear. You know that already. So we're going to try it again to get him back on and discuss this a little further. Because, folks, I don't want to make anybody feel bad or panic. That's not my goal here. The goal is simply this. You got to have water. You can't survive without water. And with even the Pacific Ocean, if it is polluted to the point that even fish can't live in it, that not only affects your water supply, obviously, that affects food supplies all over the world. So these are things we need to consider and be serious about it. Is Jane back yet? All right, we're still trying to get Jane back. Folks, sorry about this. It is what it is. But we do try here at our ministry to bring to you the best that we can in the product lines at the best price we can to try to help you get set up for whatever could happen in the future. You know, I'm far from being what I want to be, prepared for what's going to happen in this country. Folks, we needn't kid ourselves. A nation that forgets God is turned into hell. America has been asking for severe judgment for many, many, many years. And our God may delay there for a while to give us a chance to repent. But really, it hasn't happened, and payday's coming no matter what. I'm sorry, James, we lost you there. We were talking about the pollution in the Pacific Ocean. And I've been reading, I can't prove this, that a lot of the animal life in the ocean have died. They're no longer there. Even waterfowl have died from the pollution. Is this true?
Yeah, that's from what I understand also, is that the whole Pacific Ocean, including... Now, the Barrier Reef, the Great Barrier Reef of Australia, is probably one of the most active life areas on the planet. And when it started dying off after Fukushima, they always have government scientists that will always create a cover story. And what they were saying was that it was due to global warming, you know, the old global warming excuse. To me, there's... no way global warming, because if there were some kind of shift, the life in the fauna would simply move a little bit. It wouldn't.
That's
happened before. We have records of that.
James, we have a very bad connection. You're going in and out, and I don't know if we can fix it or not. Todd, if you want to try to fix that, you can try it. But folks, I'm so sorry about this. We don't know this thing's going to happen, obviously, but we're doing our best to get it corrected and get him on the program, because we have so much to talk about tonight. It's so important. I don't want you to miss it. But so bear with us, please. But like I say, before we come back up, we needn't kid ourselves as Americans to think that we're immune to what's coming for judgment. We didn't kid ourselves. It's really insane and foolish to think that in any nation that turns from God like we have won't be judged. And why not cut off the staff of bread, as the Bible says will happen, and even pure water to drink? A wise individual sees these things coming and try to prepare. I know most of you out here like me, you don't have a lot of money to spend. That's why we have these filters at such a good price and trying to save money to help get them. If you got a Berkey stainless steel system, you got everything you need to get James's filters to replace those filters with in the Berkey and do an even better job than Berkey filters do. And I'm not knocking Berkey's, folks. I sold Berkey's for years. I've used a Berkey for years. But right now, they're very hard to get. It's hard to order a system, even a fielder's form. I mean, it's been now ever since the COVID hoax, and the supply lanes have been cut. We've had a hard time getting people what they wanted, and the fielders that are available, if there's 50 of them show up or 500 show up, they're going overnight before we even know about it. So this has really been difficult. So now we have a source that you can replenish your fielders for your stainless steel Berkeys without any problem and get them while you can. All right, James, we're having a hard time keeping you up here tonight, so we'll try it again. Are you back with me?
I'm back. Sorry about this. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. I really don't know what's going on. So tell us, why are your fielders, what's different about your fielders? Why are they actually a little better than the Berkey fielders? I want you to tell us what's going on there.
Well, first of all, there are two-stage filters. The Berkey is a one-stage filter where it's simply a medium. My filters, you do not have to prime them. Priming them is where in a Berkey filter you have to pump water backwards through the filter to activate it. So mine don't do that. You don't have to do that. And that contaminates the filter.
Well, there he goes again, Todd. We're going to find a better way to connect with him. Maybe we can try another phone line, perhaps. I'll do something. Ow. But get him on the phone if you can. If you can. We're trying to thank Ken, folks. He's on Skype. Skype obviously isn't working. And Skype is generally pretty good, but it can be very undependable also, just like anything else can. But I want him to talk about his filters and tell him why you really, if you can at all, get you a few of those and put them back for what's coming, because it's that important. And they are excellent filters. I bought extra ones for ourselves here. I don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully nothing as far as taking away our supply. But I don't know that. No one does except God Almighty. And he's not giving us all the details. He just tells what's going to happen to a country if it gets him. It's turned into hell. So this could be a very good plan to prepare for when that happens. And it's going to happen because he said it would. And I, this is terribly unprofessional, but there's things sometimes you can't prevent, and this is one of them. It's not because we don't want to; we're doing our best, but there's just some things you can't prevent. And so these situations come up from time to time when you're doing live radio. But again, the fielders, folks, are 10% off a 4-pack. That's generally $139. My mind's going to blank on that now. Is $139 for a 4-pack. I believe it. I don't forget the prices. Forgive me for that, too. But $159 for a 4-pack. $169 for a 4-pack. $17 off. 10% off. $359 for a 10-pack. $36 off while they're on sale through this month. Now, this sale will continue through September. So save the money if you can. Order you some to put you back in Berkey water filters. And let's move on. Now, we're going to do our best to get Jamie back on again, but we'll move on a couple of things very quickly. If you're watching the news, and I don't mean necessarily the ABC, CBS, and all that nonsense, then you know that things are getting mighty... mighty precarious out there. I mean, Biden's going to make a speech. All right, we're going to try one more time and talk to James. James, just give us one more shot. I don't hear him. Is he back with us?
No, pass.
Okay,
you're right. Yeah, I'm back.
Yes,
again.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this has been terrible. I don't know what's going on here, but nonetheless, very quickly before we lose you again, tell the people why your fielders are superior to Berkey and why you offering them.
Okay, my filters are a two-stage filter. There's a physical filter, which is ultrafiber. It's the latest technology. The second stage is the medium, which removes all the chemicals, including arsenic and fluoride. You do not need an add-on filter. So it's an all-in-one filter. They're much less expensive, for one thing.
And there he went again. Todd, I'm sorry. Just tell them we'll try again another night. It's just not working tonight, and I really hate that. So we have to move on. The folks, the filler's available if you want them. If you want to call us, order them through Lisa. Tell them the four-pack is, you know, is on special for $169, $17 off. That's 10% off. 10-pack is $359, so take 10% off that. It should be $36. Tell Lisa what you want to do. Use your credit card, debit card, or write to us, whatever you want to do on that. But let's talk about some other topics and get into some things that are very, very important. Because it's saying everything is really heating up in our country. It's leaning, and I'm very strongly leaning in the direction of another civil war. Not the civil war of ideology of North versus South. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear this, but the North was the aggressor in this war between the states. No doubt about it. But nonetheless, and I'm not pro-slavery. The South had already started in that also. It wasn't thought about slavery at all. It was a sideline. Thought about money, as usual. Well, our nation's leaning in that direction again. Now, Biden's getting ready to make a speech. And as soon as he's done, a little bit later, Trump's going to make a speech. And the rhetoric on both sides is heating up to the point that we're starting to see violence, especially for the pro-murder people that are attacking the clinics that are trying to help the pregnant ladies, firebombing everything else. So we're seeing it heat up. And now we're seeing, I think, out of necessity, the other side saying, listen, we got to defend ourselves here. The law isn't doing it. We're going to do something to stand up and defend ourselves and our businesses and our families. I don't like that. I hate it, but it is. We're seeing grocery stores now having to hire armed guards in grocery stores. We have flash mobs hitting stores all over the country. Matter of fact, in San Francisco, it's gotten so bad in the what's called the Castro District that the businesses there say, we're going to stop paying taxes if you don't give us better protection from the lawbreakers. This is a sign of a decaying society that's falling apart very quickly. That's what happens whenever you take God out of society. And folks, we have laughed at, mocked, and scorned the Word of God for many, many years, longer than I've been alive. It's gotten, and I'm saying this biblically, a hell of a lot worse than the last 40, 50 years. We went from long-haired freaks back in the 60s and free-loving and dope to transgenderism, homosexuals, lesbians, perversion with the children. Now they're trying to legalize pedophilia. And I'm not making up. They're trying to legalize pedophilia. We have Germans marching in the street, the homosexual, sodomite, lesbian groups, wanting the right to have sex with animals. This is happening right now as we speak around the world, not just America. But I can't speak for Germany. I can only speak for where I live. Our nation has turned its back on God, and it's going to pay for it by going to hell. We're going to see things happen in this country we never dreamed possible. Never dreamed possible. We're going to have a shortage of food. Not because, we've always had people that were hungry. But most of the time, people get on some kind of welfare and they can eat. It's coming a time when no matter how much money you have, you're not going to be able to buy it off the shelf because it's not going to be on the shelf. And there could come a time when some on the shelf you couldn't afford to buy because the price is too high. This is what happens to a nation that forgets God, period. And the blame is not on the... No, you can't... I've said this many, many times. You can't blame the White House, the courthouse, the state house. It's a church house that it happened. The so-called mamby-pamby preachers out there that won't take a stand for anything except a free hot dog have allowed this to happen. Our nation's literally turned into hell. I mean, we have power companies now that can't afford to keep power to all the people in their states, like California and even Texas, having problems. And California state, the power companies say, we'll never be able to charge all the cars that they want to put out here, electric cars. It's not going to happen, folks. They're doing this on purpose. They're going to put us in what they've called sustainable communities they've been talking about for years. They're already building them in some places. Sustainable communities where there'll be no automobiles allowed, be foot traffic or bicycle traffic. You'll be allowed to live there as long as you follow the rules. You won't collect a paycheck or cash any longer. You're going to collect it in credit scores. This is the beast system at work. This is what's coming. It's already here in this country. Matter of fact, Starbucks, starting the 1st of October, is not going to take money any longer. It's got to be, I guess, a debit card or some kind of other way to pay for your coffee that's 10 times the price it ought to be. And they support queers. They support lesbians. They support murdering babies. I personally would not give them a dime for anything. Not one stinking dime. The overpriced whorehouses, in my opinion. Hey, I can say what I want. Turn the radio off if you don't like it. I don't care. Turn it off. Go watch something on TV. That's up to you. But I'm telling you, this America is heading into a very bad situation. We have Representative Green, Marjorie Green, has been swatted twice because of her stand against homosexuals. She took a stand against homosexuals, and they called in twice now, trying to have her killed by lying. There's shootings in the house going on, cops show up by the droves, and they're trying to get her killed because of her stand against the sexual deviants out there that are in this country, run this country now. We have a man in the White House. I can't blame on him. He's not intelligent enough to wipe his butt. So, yes, gross preacher. Good. Turn the radio off. Go listen to somebody else. I'm just telling you, this man it can't be a leader. He's not a leader. He's been programmed as best possible to program his mind. But these people are promoting this by their policies and by enforcing the laws. They want to select and enforce the laws that they think are going to provide the best means for these people to take charge of the land. And folks are doing it every day. And again, I ask, where the church? Where is the church? I want to ask you this. When you go to church this weekend, will your pastor tell you what's happening in the country? Will he show you what's going on in news clips and to prove to you that prophecy has been fulfilled? Now, I don't say the prophet. I didn't say that. But can you not take the scripture and show where prophecy has been fulfilled and the word of God has been fulfilled by a nation that forgets God and what's happening? Will he do that? Well, he warned you that to keep an eye on your young people. Get them out of the public hell holes. We call schools. Keep by the movie theaters where it's full of filth and all kind of matter of decadence. Will he do that? No, he won't do that. You know why he won't do that? Because he's afraid he'll lose his job. Well, I have never had the honor, I guess you could say, or the chance to be a full-time pastor. I've always had to work to support my family. The church I pastored could not take care of me, and I'm really glad they couldn't. Because I never was tempted to lie. I didn't need the money. Oh, they paid me enough to buy gas back and forth. But I didn't need the money to live on. I had a job. So as much as I've always thought, you know, the Bible says that the pastor should live off the gospel. The church should take care of the pastor. But I can see in today's society where that could be a problem. When the church members are turning away from God by the droves, literally by the millions in this country, And what preachers and pastors that would tickle their ears. I can see where that's a problem. I won't do it. I'm so glad that I never depend on a paycheck. I mean, I've never taken a paycheck out of this ministry in 30 years of radio this coming March. 30 years, folks, this coming March. By the grace of God, I've never had to take a paycheck out of this ministry. It pays for itself. And that's about all it does is pay for itself's expenses. And I'm not complaining at all. I'm just saying I'm not paid to say anything different than the truth. And if you offer it to me, folks, I could not do anything other than say the truth, because not only does your soul count on it, but if I lie to you, then my soul's in jeopardy. Matter of fact, I'm told in Hebrews, the last chapter, that give account for your souls and what I preach to you. I'm very serious about that. Back at the break, 844-769-2944. Army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This
You know, folks, when I started using this theme song, that song was done by the Paynes, P-A-Y-N-E-S, back in the late 70s, maybe. No, no, I'm sorry, 80s. And I started playing it on my first broadcast in 1993 as a theme song. I knew when a war was going on for the soul of America. Really, I knew that. We were fighting for the souls of men and for society in general. But now we're seeing it turn into a physical war. It's going to get to the point that it already is. That if you go out after dark in some of these places and move around, you better be ready to protect yourself, because it's getting so wicked anymore. Even here in West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia, the west side of Charleston, is starting to be like the Wild West back in the 1880s. Shootings about every day. You better be ready to defend yourself. This nation is crumbling. Society is crumbling. Life means nothing. Property, of course, means nothing unless they say somebody that wants it, take it from you. It's no longer respected. And if we don't haven't respected unborn babies' lives for all these years, murders means we have, why would it thank God that would let us live in a society where we're safe either? I mean, why would that be? As a matter of fact, the pro-murder group people are saying, if we're not safe, you're not safe. In other words, if they can't murder their babies and hopefully get, you know, with a better procedure, then they have to get behind in the dark alleys, and we're not safe by killing our babies, you're not safe either. This is heading up. This song, This Is War, has literally turned into an actual war. It's getting so bad now, folks, that in France is going to hire 3,000 green police. But Canada is building interrogation rooms with weapons and armories to arrest and prosecute people for climate crimes. Yeah, I'm not making up for climate crimes. And one of them could be, and I'm serious about this, folks, look for yourselves on our website. I think it is, pastorbush.com. Look under police state. Maybe there, if not, it's in this month's magazine, I'm sure, which I just sorry went out. But they're going to prosecute people for climate crimes, even which can mean about anything, even exhaling carbon dioxide. Now, this is all happening. I mean, they're literally starting to, they're wanting to arrest farmers for using fertilizer on their property. This is all happening. This is in Canada. Don't think it won't happen here, because it will happen here. And you're not going to believe this article. I just want to share with you. The Washington Post. Now listen to this. This is a type of thinking, insanity, in this nation today. The Washington Post has argued that men in women's sports could actually be a good thing for young girls by teaching them the art of losing gracefully. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm telling you the truth. It's okay for young boys to compete with young girls. It's going to teach the girls how to lose gracefully. Why in the name of any common sense would anyone even have an inkling of thinking that way? What is wrong? Is this idiot so perverted that actually thinks that it's at all a fair contest? I don't think so. And the article mentioned a minute ago, decriminalized sex with animals, zoophilia, pride marchers demand LGBTQI+ movement add a Z. This is in German zoophiles have taken to the streets in protest against the law against sex with animals. Hey, why not? It's in the Bible. Folks, I have been telling people these things for over 25 years in our Bible studies. I have. And it's not because I'm intelligent and I can see into the future that way. No. No, there are no prophets left to prophesy times and places like they were in the Old Testament. But I can tell you, as a New Testament prophet, lining scriptures up with current events, what's going to happen next. Pedophilia has already been normalized out of places. Oh yeah, folks, it's coming to America soon. Next in line in America is going to be zoophilia. Totally legal. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all for real. So if God made a law against it in the Bible, then he had to know it was going to happen. Fornication, which is sex before marriage. Adultery, sex with another individual after marriage. of course, went into homosexuality and lesbianism. That's involved in the Old Testament. Israel did the same thing and was destroyed because of it, just like Sodom and Gomorrah was. But, folks, I'll tell you this. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged mercifully. They were judged mercifully. They really were. In a matter of seconds or minutes, it was over for them. They were done. They were toast. It was finished. And a nation that once knew God and turned back on God, as we have, the judgment is a long, lingering, suffering, miserable time. When Jerusalem was judged, they got so desperate, folks, they ate their own children. It's in your Bible. Read it for yourself. A cap of dove's dung sold at the market for something to eat. A mule's head, a jackass's head, was sold for a lot of money for something to eat. Jerusalem even ate their dead out of the streets. This is foretelling the end of America. No, I'm not making this up. This is Bible. Read it for yourself. I'm not making this up. In Psalms 106, we're told by the scriptures that God says that the people become so wicked that he abhorred, he hated his own heritage. He hated his own heritage. Folks, don't tell me God is love. No. God's love is not the kind of love we talk about here in this country. It's fuzzy, wuzzy, all this mushy stuff. No. His love is righteous, just. And his hatred is pure, as his love is. He will not abide sin. He will not tolerate sin. Unless you're born again by the blood of Christ and give your life to Christ and trust him as a sacrifice for you, you ain't going to get through this mess, folks, and get into glory ever. We're seeing so much happening in our land so quickly. So much. I mean, now people are so hard up that one out of six households in America can't even pay their power bills. Oh, I'm telling the truth. One out of six can't even pay power bills. How are they going to make it when things keep getting rougher and rougher? Food and other things keep going up and up in price. I mean, natural gas went up like 40% in this country since in about the last year and a half. 40%. This is all judgment. This is God cutting off the necessities in our lives because we turn our back against him. And I've warned people about the public schools and get your children. And listen, I am not a perfect man. And by any means, I have made some mean, stupid mistakes in my lifetime. That's why I'm so thankful and saved by grace. But I got my children out of public school. My oldest son is in second grade. Got my public schools, homeschooled, Christian school. Yes, I had to work extra jobs to pay for tuition. But I wasn't trying to buy a new car, a new boat, or a bigger house. I was rearing three children in the fear of God. Trying to teach them the laws of God and the right way to live in this perverted world. So don't give me this excuse, I can't afford that. Don't want to hear it. Get another job. Go to work at McDonald's. Do what you have to do. I picked moss out of the woods, $5 a feed sack full, and sold it to a place to dry it out and sold it to flower shops. Oh, I wasn't. Hey, listen, I don't give me excuses. I don't take excuses. It's now so bad in the public school system that a Wisconsin school board, I'm not making this up, it's the Wauwatosa, I guess it is, school board, voted 6-1 of identifying sex ed classes in kindergarten. Now, folks, this is kindergarten. Not they're going to rename women and girls, you're going to call them a person with a vulva. That's a new sex ed in Wauwatosa School Board in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee County. You're going to call them, not going to call them girls or women, person with a vulva in the public school system. And you send your child up there, and you tell me how much you love Jesus and how much you love your children. You send these hell holes, don't tell me those lies. Don't go, don't even try to kiss. Don't give me that. There is no excuse for that. And I do happen to know a few school teachers that are Christians. They're doing their best they can to hold the line on public schools. But they have to work with out-of-the-closet sodomites and lesbians who teach children. And don't tell me that they don't take their religion. Yeah, but folks, their philosophy of life is their religion. Everyone's religious. Everyone is religious. Everyone has a religion. Everyone. Because your religion is how you live your life and what you base it on. So the philosophy of a homosexual, a sodomite, or a lesbian is what they are. And they can't help but convey it to others because that's who they are. I can't be anything other than what I am. That's why I talk about Christ. I love to talk about Christ. That's why I witness every time I get a chance. It's not because I'm good. It's who I am in Christ. If I were a racist, if I were another individual with a different philosophy, I would teach philosophy that I believed in. Humanism, Hinduism, Mohammedanism. I would teach it if that's what I believe, but it is what I believe. I teach what's inside me. What's inside these perverts is what you. What I'm telling you is inside the perverts. They are absolutely full of filth and all matter of degradation, and they're teaching your children what they call their schools. And it's absolutely destroying the minds and souls of our children. Now they're going to teach kindergarten little girls that they're not girls. Their mom and dad are a woman. They're a person with a vulva. A kindergartner knows what that is. A kindergartner should know that. You do what you want to, folks. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You get mad if you want to. Don't never listen to me again. Don't send me another dime donation. That's up to you. I am not going to compromise the truth to tickle your ears. I must give account for what I preached to you. The last chapter of Hebrews says that. I must give account to that. And I don't want your blood on my hands. Let's go talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, and am I talking to the internationally renowned pistol-packing Pastor Butch Paw, who's older than the West Virginia Hills?
Almost got that right. Yes, sir.
I can joke with him about that, folks, because I'm about 6.5 months older than the guy that's older than the West Virginia Hills. Thank you for always courageously preaching a lot of truth that most pastors won't preach. Can I read a real short Bible verse? I haven't memorized, but I'll read it just to be sure. And it's Psalm 9:17. It says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Did it say some of the nations, Pastor Butch, or did it say
all of them?
That, all of the nations that forget God. I just finished in my yearly walkthrough study of the Bible. I just finished the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Lamentations. I'm in New Ezekiel, but Isaiah and Jeremiah, you could go through the book and you can write in the margins in about 100 different places, the USA, China, Russia, all the supposedly big players. God says that the nations that forget him, he's going to bring famine. And boy, you talk about four things, but especially three: the sword, which is warfare, the famine, which everyone knows what that is, people starving to death. The pestilence, maybe a pandemic or something like that. It even throws in, God sometimes even throws in the noisome beasts, King James 4.
Amen.
Some wild beasts that want to chew on you. You don't think there's going to be some packs of wild dogs, people's former pets running around chewing on people? There's great evil predicted against all nations that turn their back on God. Let me read one more short Bible verse, because you're one of the few guys, Pastor Butch, that I ever hear probably preach on a verse like this. And it's in Luke 22, and I'm looking at it right now, verse 36. And the Lord Jesus Christ is talking to his disciples, and he says, "Then said he," meaning the Lord Jesus, "said unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip," and, you know, like his wallet or whatever. "And he that hath no sword, let him sell his raiment, his garment, excuse me, and buy one. He's telling them there's going to come a time when you're going to have to be able to defend yourselves. And that's one thing Pastor Butch has always preached. He's preached the whole counsel of God. He's probably even preached on, I think it's Psalm 144:1, where David says that God taught his fingers to fight and his hands to war. And the Bible tells us that David was a man after God's heart. There's other things that Pastor Butch tells you about, and that is to get ready, to get prepared. That is very biblical. You're going to find that a couple places in Proverbs where it says that a wise or a prudent man sees danger, whether it's warfare, whether it's famine, whether it's pestilence coming, and he makes preparations. That's biblical. And so you get the whole counsel of God from Pastor Butch. You don't get just the part that God is love. Yeah, God is love, agape love, but he doesn't love sin. And he's calling on people to repent and turn from their sins. That applies to me and everybody else that gets caught up in any sin. So God is not short on mercy, but as Coach Dave Dobemeyer, I know he's not a pastor, but he preached today about covenants and contracts. And the big word, if, it's a little word, but it's big in importance in the Bible. If we turn from our sins, if we're doing what God says, if we're obeying his commands, if we're doing all that, then he will bless us. If, then. We want the blessings often, Pastor Butch, don't we?
Oh, without, yes.
The obedience. And so repentance, obedience, and Coach Dave got into that a lot today. And so we need to be repenting from our sins. We need to be obeying God. And if we want his blessings, we're going to have to follow those ifs before then shows up and gives us the blessing. Otherwise, we get the curses of God.
Amen.
The way to help, he has James McCanney on tonight talking. I've got the four pack of the filters. I went through two survival schools in the military, Pastor Butch, and you know this. You can live 10, 20, 30, 40 days without food, but how long are you going to live, Pastor Butch, without clean water?
Maybe three, 4 days, 5 days.
Yeah, Mac, if you're living in a desert environment, or for whatever reason no water's not there, and you have a little bit of heat, or whether you got humidity or dryness, it doesn't matter, your body is going to start sweating out a lot of fluids, and you'll die. And they taught us in both the survival schools I went through, a man will generally die within 3 to 4 to 5, 6 days max.
Yes.
Without water.
Yep.
So that's one way you can support Pastor Butch, is to get the water filters, because James McCanney sells some good water filters. And then you can also support Pastor Butch by buying the good books that he has there. And then the one he's got that I love is a 411-page book about how Freemasonry, and that all got taken over by the Jesuits, etc. And that's a 411-page book. And what are you selling that for? $12 or something post-paid? Or
$10.
$10. Folks, he's with the price of postage gone up like it is, Pastor Butch isn't making any money on that. And it's a great book to show you how, from the get-go, bad guys were trying to take over this country from the very beginning. And you can buy good products that he has that can help your health, like Stroh's. That's keeping me alive, Pastor Butch. And
great.
And when you look at the vitamins that he has, he doesn't have the Tranquil anymore, but the same people that make Tranquil make REM sleep. You need to get some of that REM sleep. If you look at the amount of vitamins and minerals in REM sleep, that thing's about, like, sometimes 10 times better than most of your multivitamins. So that's a way to support Pastor Butch for your own health, for your own education. And don't forget, this guy that is older than the West Virginia Hills, his birthday is on the 7th. I sent him a birthday card in Russian and Arabic language out today. So remember his birthday, and remember to pray for Marsha Jean. Marsha Jean can't walk right now, and she's got problems. She's got shoulder problems, etc., and that's Pastor Butch's helpmate. So when you're praying for Marsha Jean, you're praying for Pastor Butch.
Amen.
So please pray
you,
for them, and pray for Call to Decision Ministry, and take advantage of those things that that they do offer. Thank you for courageously telling the truth, Pastor Butch. Love you, Pastor. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Wonderful call. Thank you. And I mean, folks, I didn't pay him to say that. I promise I didn't, but I appreciate it. We're about out of time, but I do make a couple more comments if you don't mind. Sometime you get a chance, pick up your King James Bible and read the book of Haggai. And it talks about how the Lord's house was neglected. Now, it's talking about how it's falling apart materially in this. But I'm saying the Lord's house neglected in America because it's fell apart spiritually. The foundation has been destroyed in the Lord's house in America. The Word of God, Christ Himself, is the foundation, the cornerstone of all creation. But especially the place we call His church. That's the body of believers, but also, folks, the grouping of together, the people that stand for what's right. The foundation will be destroyed because people want to build on their own foundations. They're foolish enough to think that they can outdo and outgood our God and be more merciful to the point that we would never, never judge anyone. Contrary to the laws of God that tells us we have to. Yeah, I didn't. No. You're not going to show the Bible where we're not allowed to judge. It's not in there. If you want to bring up Matthew 7, read the whole chapter before you bring up verse 1 and 2, okay? But nonetheless, what I was saying is this. The house of God has been neglected in America. Worldwide, but I live in America. The church has fallen apart because we brought in strange doctrine. We mixed mortar improperly. Not the right amount of water and cement and sand. We mixed it improperly. The foundations are crumbling. The mortar that holds together is the Word of God. The bricks are the people in the church, folks. We're the lively stones, he says. But the mortar that holds together is the Word of God and Christ Himself, how the whole thing consists is through Christ alone. We've denied Him. We've taken the Word out of the mixture, and now the church has fallen apart. America has become nothing but worthless dung to be cast out and trodden under the foot of man. Oh, yeah, that's in your Bible, too, by the way. That's what's happened to America. That's why we're in this hell of a mess, and people don't even know what boy from girl or girl from boy. And we can teach kindergartners that they're not little girls. They're a person with a vulva. This is America. And if you're going to a church that doesn't preach against this, you're not going to a church. You're going to a 501c corporation. 501c corporation that is trying to make money to pad the pews and make people feel better about being there. That's not a church, folks. That's a well-paid whorehouse. I'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Jerry Barnett, tomorrow night. It's going to be for a good time. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.